Love it when I can walk around. A few nights ago, Pastor, I was chained to a pulpit by just this one mic. I can't preach when I'm chained to a pulpit. I got to walk around some. So John chapter 15 is where we'll be. Pastor, thank you so much for letting us come. And you've treated us well. I mean, you should have seen the gift baskets in our room at the hotel. Just amazing. I've already been down in those grapes. And when I get back, the oranges will be gone. And thank you so very much. It's a privilege being here. And then whatever pastor, right when you come, takes you out for lunch, gets a good report. So Katie, give us a good report on that one. And so it's a pleasure being here with you all. I'm excited for what God's doing here in this place. John chapter 15 is Jesus walking with that there was a full moon out when this was taking place, because we know the Passover was right around this time. And we also know, this believed by many expositors, that this very chapter could have been given in the Mount of Olives, or maybe even the Valley of Kidron. We know that there were vineyards in those locations in those days. And Jesus, he's walking with his disciples here and teaching them a very basic truth. And I want you to do me a favor. I'm going to allow you to remain seated this evening, but I want you to put your feet in the disciples' shoes and listening to Jesus, because God's word is just as applicable 2,000 years ago. I think I'm cutting in and out some, am I? Just a little bit? Well, I'll just yell loud enough where y'all. But John chapter 15, where we are, and Jesus, he's walking with his disciples. Am I doing something?
No, you're doing
is it?
Fine. I'm gonna give you
oh man, I talk with my hands.
Oh,
we're gonna do our best here.
Yeah, let me turn this one off.
Can you hear me? Because I'm still gonna talk with my hands. I'll do my best just to stay right here. But John 15, Jesus is walking with his disciples and teaching them a very basic truth that I want every person to walk out this evening with this. And there's 3 points. The first one will be very, very brief. The middle one is really where I want to spend my time. But listen to what Jesus says here in verse number 1 of John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. We're not going to spend a lot of time on verse 3, but let it sink in. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. And then here's our main text, verse number 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Could you picture that, walking down maybe through a vineyard and brushing up against a grapevine and hearing the creator of the universe, the one that died for you, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Can you see the full moon? He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Let's open in a brief word of prayer, then we'll dive into these 3 words I want to talk about. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the privilege of being here at Fellowship Baptist Church. God, I pray that you'll take these next 10 or 15 minutes and draw us closer to you, a very simple truth in abiding in Christ. I pray now that you'll give the team strength as they finish in a few songs later on. But in this moment, as we listen to your word, speak to our hearts in your name, amen. The first word that I want to speak on out of verse number 5 is that of a connection. There's a connection in verse number 5 where Jesus was saying, I am the vine and ye are the branches. If you notice in verse number 1 that Jesus said that he was the true vine, showing authenticity in a genuine vine, meaning that he wasn't the 6-second video that we're used to seeing as vines posted up on the internet. But or the world system of vines saying that maybe a church or a religious leader could get you to heaven. But he's saying, I am authentic and I am genuine. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he's saying that I am the genuine, the authentic vine. But he goes on to say that the believers are the branches. Notice that in verse number 5, I am the vine, but ye are the branches. Like I said, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the first point here. I would think on a Thursday night, out of all nights, this would be the core body of believers, a Fellowship Baptist Church. And I would think a lot of you have already made that decision to trust Christ as your personal Savior. But I have to ask, because we have visitors and maybe even somebody here that's struggling, but are you connected to the vine? I was 9 years old when I trusted Christ as my personal Savior, and how thankful I am that my parents guided me in that direction of trusting Jesus personally. And it wasn't my parents' faith, it wasn't my pastor's faith, and certainly not my church's faith, but it was my faith personally as I trusted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And there comes a time in every single person's life, if you're going to get to heaven, there's this connection to the vine that we know as Jesus Christ. You have to be connected. I have to ask, maybe there's somebody here that would say, I'm 99% sure I'm connected. Maybe there's some doubt. I was a Bible college student at West Coast. I was struggling with that like crazy. I'm not sure if I'd go to heaven. I'm sure if I'd go to hell. And I was struggling with doubt. And a lot of times that's a sanctification issue. This is not the topic of the message, but I feel like I should explain it a little. Maybe there's somebody that's struggling with that. Maybe you've never been justified, where you know that you've never trusted Christ, but you have to have a connection with Christ. To see a large group like this on a Thursday evening, it's very obvious that people here, you want to go forward for Christ. Well, the first characteristic of a person going forward for Christ, you have to be connected to Christ. But this is the second point is really where I wanted to spend my time this evening, as I think it's very, very applicable. Look at verse number 5 one more time here. I am the vine, ye are the branches. There's the connection, but notice the communion. He that abideth in me, and I in him. Now, nobody uses the word abideth. If you use the word abideth this week, that's a little different. You know, we're in the 21st century, kind of update your language a little bit. We don't use the word abideth, but this is what it means. It means continual fellowship, a constant communion. You know, our day, my day, and the generations before me have been so busy. And I start 1 week, and before I know it, it's over. It's amazing how quick weeks go. And there's nothing wrong with being busy, but so often we get caught up with being a human doing rather than just being a human being. You see, God created human beings. He wants a relationship with us. He wants us to do life with him. I heard about a ranch in California, and the owner was talking about this ranch. It wasn't very big, and he went on to say that there were 4 avocado trees, there were 3 orange trees, and 1 tangerine tree. And he went on to say about this ranch that he's never had to command the branches of those trees to abide. Just stay there in the tree. He's never woken up in the middle of the night to find the trees just running around and dancing around the trees. I mean, that's ridiculous. He's never come home unexpectedly to find the branches not abiding in the tree. They abide and they bear fruit. He went on to say, you think I'm ridiculous. However, Christians think that they can live however they want throughout the week, but on Sundays in the midweek service, that's when I'll abide. I'll slow down and spend time with Christ at that moment. And I'm guilty of that. I went through Bible college, and it was very, very busy with working and dating and academics and dorm supervising and everything else that college has. And I would go through, and I would check my list. Okay, I got my Bible reading done. I got my serving done. I got my classes done. And I would go through as a human doing. But God desires for us to be human beings, just doing life with him. Growing up in high school, like I mentioned earlier, my wife and I were high school sweethearts, and even through college, every so often, my wife would write me what we called like notes, because we weren't officially saying, I love you yet. We waited until we were engaged, until we said that, and every so often, my wife would give me one of these like notes, and she would follow up with a question, and her question would be, what'd you think? And every so often, I would have to tell my wife, to my disappointment, I am so sorry. I forgot to read that note. I stuck it in my pocket or in my Bible, and I forgot. I will run right back to my dorm. I'm going to pull out that note, and I'm going to read it. And I would go back, and I would read it and reread it, and it was awesome. And, you know, every so often, when I had to tell my wife, I am so sorry, I forgot, it kind of hurt her. She was kind of thinking, you know, maybe, why didn't he read that note? I poured my emotions and some of my time into writing that. Is it as important to him as it is to me? Why didn't he read that? And, you know, I would even sometimes write notes back, and I would spend time telling her, oh, thank you so much for that, but it hurt her. Why? She wanted me to think about her and spend time with her even when I wasn't with her. And you know, God desires the exact same relationship with you. Now, I'm so glad that on a Thursday evening, every single person came out this evening. And usually I know it's on a Wednesday night and your normal Sunday services. But you know that God wants you to spend some time with Him and His Word on a Monday morning and on a Friday afternoon and maybe a Tuesday evening. And He wants a relationship with you. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6 says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. A lot of us either have a smartwatch on or maybe our phone in our pocket that keeps a track of our steps. I've walked a couple thousand steps today, and this saying is, it'll keep my distance and everything throughout the day. But Jesus, He doesn't want you just to walk physically throughout the day doing your own thing. You see, every single one of us wake up in the morning and we get ready for the day and we head out to the vehicle and we walk to work, and then we, if it's our lunch break, maybe we go home and walk back in the house and maybe walk to get some of our physical exercise in. But as we walk everywhere we go, and once we finish here in about 10 minutes or so, we're going to get up and we're going to walk out after we buy everything off the table. And, you know, we walk everywhere we go. Jesus wants you to have the same relationship with Him. When you wake up in the morning, He wants to hear from you. When you're eating your lunch, He wants to hear from you. When you're going home in the afternoon, He wants to hear from you. He wants to do life with you. Look at verse number 5. He that abideth in me, a continual fellowship, a constant communion. But look at the next four words. And I in him. The whole purpose of why we are here on planet Earth are for those four words. And I in him. There's a divine presence taking place here where Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 22 makes it very clear. In whom ye are also builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. You see, the whole reason of why we are doing life is because God, the Creator, wants a relationship with you. Now, we've already talked about a connection, about coming through Jesus Christ, and that's the most important decision that you could ever make during this life. But the second most important is this communion. Of now, okay, Jesus dwells inside of me, I'm going to spend time with Him every single day. We're going to finish here in literally about 3 minutes. But this communion, can I ask you, and maybe this is just for me, maybe I need a mirror up in front of me this evening and just preaching to myself. So often we're a human doing. I'm asking you to be a human being with Jesus Christ. Simply put it, do life with Christ. What are you going to wear tomorrow? Where you're going to go tomorrow? What words you're going to say? What are you going to eat? Who are you going to influence? I mean, literally life. And I think we've gotten away from that. We think, really, I have to pray over this? It's just so small. But Jesus wants to do life with you. I am the vine, ye are the branches. There's the connection. He that abideth in me and I in him, there's the communion. But look what it brings. Here's the crop of verse number 5. The same bringeth forth much fruit. I think the outsiders sometimes look at the church and they think we're crazy. I really do. I think sometimes they think there's no fun living a Christian life. And they're just a bunch of rules, a bunch of hypocrites. There's no way that I would ever go to church there or maybe practice or read the book that they read. There's no way. I watch people watch this group. mean, people are always watching this group because they act a little different. Sometimes they're handing out gospel tracts and being a witness for Christ. But I watch people watch this group. And I'll tell you, it's so funny because they see that there's something different. And the world, can I say, is watching Fellowship Baptist Church. They're watching your pastor and your principal, and they're watching every single one of you at work because it yields something different about your life. You see, the world, they can be hateful, they can be angry, they can throw bar stools through Starbucks, and they can get ticked off on the road, and they can act like the world because they're still sinners. But people that are connected to Christ and people that are communing to Christ, look at the verse, that brings forth much fruit. And Jesus is saying, okay, because of these characteristics, there's going to be something different about your life. Now, we think of fruit sometimes as maybe bringing somebody to Christ, and that's a fruit. But if you want somewhere to read in your devotions, we're not going to go here for the sake of time. But Galatians chapter 5, on talking about the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. That fruit that Jesus, John chapter 10, doesn't only want to be there a little bit, but he's here to give life more abundantly. But notice this last phrase of the verse, and then we're going to pray and be finished. For without me, ye can do some things. Is that what it says? But so often, we'll wake up on a Friday morning and we'll live that way. I got it. I'll go to work. I'll come up and sing. I'll teach the Sunday school class. You fill in the blank. Whatever your day looks like tomorrow, I will do this. But the Bible says, for without me, ye can do nothing. Now, you physically might be able to get out there and do it. But what Jesus is teaching, if you want anything to last for eternity, you have to do it through me. Jesus is teaching a very simple lesson here. And he's saying, there's a connection. Are you connected to the vine? And I have that same question for you this evening. Has there been a time in your life where you know that's when I trusted Christ as my personal Savior? But then there's a communing process with just doing life with Christ. But notice the crop. And I'll tell you, a fruit problem sometimes reveals a root problem. And if we're not producing this love and joy and peace and long-suffering like Galatians chapter 5 is talking about, it's sometimes because we're saying, for without me, I can do some things. And we're not fully relying upon Christ. I know I've gone longer than 2 minutes, like I just said about 5 minutes ago. But let me finish with this. A few months ago, I planted a peach tree out in California. And it is, I'll just be honest, it's weird whenever you plant something in California. Because we live in the Mojave Desert. It is flat. It is dry. There is no water. And it's kind of weird, other than the water that we pipe in manually. And I was planting this peach tree, and I dug a good-sized hole for it and got the right compost and the mulch and the sand mixture for this peach tree. And I put it in the ground and just a little toothpick of a tree that was sticking up. Well, in California, you have to bring irrigation to everything. Irrigation here, of course, is just, it's God sent through rain, but out there you have to bring all the water to the tree. So I got everything set up, everything ready, and planted that peach tree. You know, if I went back a few years later, I would expect that tree to be a little bigger than that little toothpick that I planted. I would expect that thing to grow, and I would expect it to bring forth fruit. It'd be very disheartening to find that it never grew. But you know it'd be kind of weird? That if I went back to that same peach tree and I saw a banana hanging off of it. Or maybe I saw a pineapple hanging off of it. Or maybe a tomato or an apple. It'd be very, very awkward to see a strawberry or a banana hanging off of a peach tree. A peach tree, help me out, produces... You're so smart. Well, a believer that is connected to Christ and communing with Christ produces love and joy and peace. You know what's really weird is that when the world and they're watching, you're under the microscope. They're watching what comes in the mailbox and what you buy at the grocery store and what you say at work and what you laugh at and what you don't laugh at. It's weird when the world looks at the church and they see anger. where they see bitterness, where they see not lacking long suffering, but just quick fuse. It's weird. And for a believer that is connected, for a believer that is communing, and a believer that is producing this crop, there's going to be an authenticity that shows the world that Jesus is the genuine vine. Can I encourage every single person, stop being a human doing. Be a human being by producing this fruit, by spending time and doing life with Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the privilege it is to be here. I pray that as we close the service with a few songs, may you be glorified. But Lord, in this very moment, may decisions even be made. Maybe a decision to trust you. Maybe a decision to spend more time with you. I pray that you'll work in the hearts. With every eye closed and every head bowed, nobody's going to be looking around. Just a simple question before we close in two songs. But there's a connection. And I'm not going to send you away without asking this simple truth of whether you've trusted Christ or not. Maybe you're here and you say, I've done that. I know for sure I'm saved. But maybe there's one or two people here that say, you know what? I'm kind of doubting. I'm not exactly sure. I'm 99% sure. Or maybe you're here and you know for sure that you're not saved. You've never trusted Christ personally. I would never embarrass you, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray for you. If you're here and you'd say, I'm not sure that I'm saved, would you just simply raise your hand? So I know how to pray for you. I wouldn't embarrass you. But have you been connected to the vine? Is Jesus your personal Savior? That's what I thought on a Thursday evening. By way of testimony, I trust that you've made that decision. And then my last decision, I'm not looking for a response here. I'm just asking you to take a few moments right where you're seated and pray. My last question is, how are you doing with just communing with Christ? Are you spending time with Him? When's your time? Maybe it's in the morning. Maybe it's at lunchtime. Maybe it's in the evening. But you have to spend some time during the day with Christ. But also, maybe you're a human doing. Maybe you just need to spend more time with doing life with Christ. I'm not looking for a response, but I'm going to ask that you'd pray for maybe about 20 or 30 seconds right where you're seated. And then as the group comes up and gets ready to sing, I pray, I'll close in a quick word of prayer, and we'll be dismissed in just a moment. But would you make a decision tonight to commune with Christ on just continually having that fellowship with Him? I'll close in a word of prayer in about 10 or 15 seconds. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for that connection, communion, and the crop that you desire to have in our lives. I pray now that you will bless us as we go our separate ways in just a moment, but I pray that we will be encouraged by these next two songs, and thank you so much for the privilege it is to serve you. Now, as we go out tomorrow on a Friday to the workplace or to family or wherever we go, I pray that we'll be a shining light for you, producing this fruit that you desire to have in our lives. Lord, we love you. We ask now that you'll bless the remainder of the evening. In your name, amen.